On Capitol Hill today, a new round of congressional hearings on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal got underway. Both the Senate and House Armed Services Committees held all-day sessions to hear from the authors of two reports released last month. On the Senate side, questions ranged from why the prison was so understaffed to whether more investigations are needed. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the sharpest questions focused on the CIA.
The CIA says there's no evidence its personnel were involved in the late-night abuses that have become synonymous with Abu Ghraib. But there are serious allegations about ghost detainees, prisoners kept off the books and hidden from the Red Cross. Today, Committee Chairman John Warner asked Army General Paul Kern how many there were.
I can't give you a precise volume, Chairman, because there is no documentation of the numbers. But we believe that the number is in the dozens to perhaps up to 100.
Up to 100 would be way higher than previously reported. The investigation Kern oversaw documented 8 ghost detainees at Abu Ghraib. Therein lies the problem, documentation. Kern, Major General George Fay, and other Army generals testifying today said they've asked the CIA over and over for the relevant documents, but the CIA won't hand them over. State of Affairs Democratic Senator Carl Levin called totally unacceptable, and that seemed to baffle Republican Senator John McCain.
What happens when you ask the CIA? You get no answer? You say we don't have to answer? I mean, what is it? Is it a dropping a stone down a well? What happens here in the interface?
You can answer that in two parts. The first, when General Fay asked, he was not allowed to have the documentation which was requested. But that did change later when I was brought into this in June. And the Central Intelligence Agency met with me personally and said, we will cooperate in the investigation.
Why does it require an investigation when you ask for documents?
I don't have a good answer for you, Senator.
Well, I think
so far, Kern says the documents have not been turned over. A CIA spokesman reached today says the agency is cooperating with the military and continues its own investigation. Meanwhile, looming over today's proceedings was the issue of whether an independent commission should investigate the abuses. The Pentagon has launched 11 reviews so far. It's completed 8 of them. Senator Ted Kennedy, a Democrat, said he's still waiting for answers to some key questions.
Who's getting held accountable besides those that were actually in those prisons? Who's getting held accountable for the failure of providing leadership at the top level? And when will the American people understand where true responsibility lies?
Up till now, it's been in large part the Armed Services Committee leading the charge for a thorough and public accounting of what happened at Abu Ghraib. But Congress is running out of time. The focus this month on Capitol Hill is on intelligence reform, not detainee abuse. And lawmakers are due to adjourn October 8th. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.